The male and the female DAE files on the Vento wiki page. I don't think those will upload. At least they didn't as a day or two ago. I don't know if Matrice has updated them, because they had the head, the upper body, and the lower body had all the bones in the skin cluster in the DAE file, and so it was too many bones to upload because it was over 110. And he was going to fix that. That was one of the things that he's been working on to fix it. But I don't know if the current male and female DAE files, if he's changed those yet. They do contain all the collision volume bones. Yeah, so what I've suggested to Matrice and talked to him a little bit about, and I think I talked to Beer, I'm not sure, about it, is that on the final wiki page for the Bento group, I think we should have two sets of males and two sets of females. One that contains all the bones that is not uploadable, but is so that people can import them into different programs such as 3D Max, so that those people using those platforms can get all the bones easily, and then have a second set of DAE files, male and female, that are completely compatible and are able to upload those to either Agni or a Diddy here with no problems. But just to make sure that we label them really clearly what their uses are for.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about that, and if we wind up doing that, we should make sure that it's clearly labeled. I thought the last thing that Matrice said was that, you know, there was a workaround for the problem because, you know, some of them, there were submeshes, and the different submeshes were referencing more bones than they needed to. So I thought the theory was that if we fixed that, then we would have something that that still included all the bones but would still upload okay. Because it's not really about how big the total skeleton is. It's about, in terms of the uploadability, it's about how many bones each individual mesh is skinned to.
Right, right. Well, I know that Matrice's weights for the upper body and the legs, the lower body, are not weighted at all to the collision volumes, so that if he... So those DAE files may not contain those bones. I know when you export out of Maya a DAE file, if there are no weights on a particular bone, if it's not in the skin cluster, it won't be contained in the DAE file. So I'm the only concern I would have is if he removes those influences off of his upper body and lower body to where it's just the bones that are needed to upload, you know, below the limit, then his skeleton may not contain all the collision volumes. But that's something that's easily checked. I can just simply import it into Maya and see if there's any bones missing and let him know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, we can take a look at that once we've got something to test.